Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. This is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. Today's no exception. We have a great guest. But first, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsor.
International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee from Boquete, Panama. Their specialty coffee sells for a premium to the commodity coffee at auction. And as a landowner, you would benefit from those high prices. The idea of a safe, diversified, cash-flowing offshore investment is intriguing to you, check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com.
We are back. Here on the Weekend Edition, we have a great guest for you. He's an author. He's a martial arts black belt. He's an investor. Welcome to the show, Damian Lupo.
Victor, it's good to be here. Thank you.
So you wrote the book, The QRP for Syndicators.
QRP for syndicators, there's a couple different versions of it, but it's the QRP and it talks about that particular thing that we created.
Give us a little bit of the background. What was the genesis of the book? Why did you write the book?
Well, it came up because I was digging into this product that I had heard about a decade ago, and I thought there's no better way to understand something than to write a book. And so I dug in, worked with some attorneys, and then really understood there was an opportunity that was a missing piece in the market to create a unique product that would serve people, because most people had never heard of this space. And then solving some problems with this product was really powerful, because a lot of people are stuck in some IRAs and things, and they wanted to invest in real estate. So I said, well, I'm gonna write this book, and I'm also going to evolve the product, and that's where the EQRP came into existence.
So let's parse QRP for the listeners. What's that all about?
So the QRP stands for Qualified Retirement Plans. It's basically all these 401ks and 403bs. It's things, retirement plans, where you get some tax advantages to putting money away for your future, for your retirement. And so we created a product inside that space called the EQRP, which is the Enhanced Qualified Retirement Plan. And it's a unique space, a unique product that gives people real control, not like self-directed IRAs where you have a custodian, but really where you have control, you have checkbook control, and you run the show, which is a lot better when you need to do deals now and not wait weeks, or really get feed to death and just feel stuck because you've got that custodian in the mix.
There's so many misconceptions about what's possible, what's not possible with retirement funds. Can you break that down for the listeners, just what's allowed and what's really not allowed?
Yeah, well, I think most of what people think is what they've been told by Wall Street, and it's very limiting. There's a lot more options. It's not just mutual funds. In fact, the IRS doesn't tell you what you can do. They say, here are the 12, 15 things you can't do, meaning you can invest in land in Belize, you can invest in apartments, you can invest in other people's deals or bring other people into your deals. You can invest in physical gold. There's startups. Almost anything you can imagine, Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. That you can put into these retirement plans, and it's both with deferred money or Roth money. There's all these different options, and that's why the book was really built, to create this awareness so that people go, wait a second, maybe I need to learn about this. Where do I start? Because Google is a lot.
How about collectible baseball cards?
Collectibles are one of those things the IRS says, no dice. You cannot do collectibles. No wine, no carpets, no antiques, no collectible cars or cards.
You know, it's like you said, they tell you what you can't do. They don't tell you what you can do. What are some, in your experience, you work with a lot of investors. What are some of the more innovative things that you've actually managed to help investors accomplish?
Well, what's fascinating is that the most innovative, the most gray area, I generally say, okay, let's be smart about this, because the tax code is set up for people to succeed. And so the people I see most successful are the ones that are putting deals together with apartments where they say, well, I've only got $50,000, I'm stuck. And I say, well, you can actually do things with other people. And so they're putting projects together where maybe they're buying a 200 or 300 unit apartment complex, and they're getting groups of people with their EQRPs together. So by creating a team and kind of a mastermind, it's almost the simpler, the boringer, the better.
When you're dealing with custodians, one of the perceptions out there is that they're very slow to transact, they're very slow to execute. What's been your experience? What have you been able to do for clients to help streamline that process?
The biggest thing that we do for people in terms of custodians is getting rid of them, because for the most part, custodians create friction in systems. They tend to push back. They're slow. It takes weeks sometimes to get money. And so we take the custodian out of the equation, because the EQRP, you are literally the custodian. It's called a trustee, similar function and feature. And so it takes that friction point out of the system. We also find that when people are moving their money, it's a rollover between their IRAs and the EQRP. When they do that, they find that there's a lot of friction, because custodians tend to not want to release the money. So they tend to delay, and people realize, wow, this system is set up to keep my money trapped inside of it. So we like to make sure people know that that's going to happen. It's likely because custodians really feel like your money is their money.
Right. And what's the incentive for the custodian to hang on to the money? Is because they're earning fees on funds under management?
Yeah, that's the model in the industry, whether it's Wall Street or the custodian model. In general, it's a fee model. So everybody in that industry really wants to have AUM, assets under right. management. They get a percentage, and you see some of those fees, but then there's also stuff behind the scenes that you don't see. And it ends up adding up to a lot of money, usually thousands of dollars a year for most people. And the custodians like that model because it allows them residual income. And I just philosophically don't agree with the model unless you're creating value to keep charging somebody thousands of dollars. And I don't see a lot of value created in most cases.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. You know, whenever there's a situation where there's a misalignment of goals, meaning I make money whether you make money or not, that's not a good thing. I always like those types of opportunities where there's that alignment of goals. I make money when you make money. You don't make money, I don't make money. That sort of thing. I mean, you're obviously an educator. You spend a lot of time educating people on the process. When you engage with clients, what are some of the most common questions that come up with new clients?
One of the things they'll ask is, do I truly have control and is there a tax event? And really, the question earlier, what can I invest in? And is this legal? I've never heard of it.
Right.
So when you roll your money over and you take control, there's no tax event. It's a simple rollover, tax-free, penalty-free. The thing that people have a hard time with until they get past it is, I've never heard of this. Well, you haven't heard of it because nobody wants to tell you about it because it's not profitable. And once people move past that, they get really upset they didn't hear about it 10 years ago. And then they jump on it. So those are the hesitation is, why is this so new to me? Well, it's actually been around for 40 years. So it's just new because the industry wants to keep your money trapped.
So for you, someone who's in this space, the traditional model has investment advisors earning residual income based on assets under management. How do you get paid? How do you make money in this space?
So we have one of the six values of the company is transparency. So it's a fixed fee to set it up and it's an annual fee to maintain compliance and for all the filings. So it's very fixed and there's no asset under management. If you have 100,000 or 100 million, it's the same fee. So you don't get hammered because you're successful. And it's this whole heads I win, tails you lose philosophy by Wall Street. I don't buy into that. So it's very, very transparent, very fixed.
I love that. Folks want to get in touch with you. What's the best way?
Best thing to do is reach out, grab your phone. You're probably listening to this on your phone and text QRP to 72,000. And that'll give you a report to give you a little bit more background on what we do. And it'll give you a way to reach out to me. So simple, type QRP and send it to 72,000.
And I've read your book. It's awesome, by the way. If they want to get a copy of your book, what's the best way to do that?
When you text that, you're gonna get an option to be able to get a copy of the book, and I'll send one out to you. So I'll ship it anywhere in the world, wherever you happen to be, and it'll show up, and you'll have a package, kind of like Christmas.
Awesome. Well, Damien, it's been awesome to reconnect here. We get to see each other a couple times a year, which is always lots of fun. So for the listeners at home, as you're thinking about that, thinking about your retirement planning, thinking about where your retirement funds are being used today, how you might want to put them to work in a different way, definitely reach out to Damien. Text, again, one more time, what's the text instructions?
QRP to 72,000.
QRP to 72,000. I love that. Damien, great to see you.
Good to see you, Victor.
In the meantime, for the listeners at home, have a great rest of your weekend. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.